We learn that Jessica Dickey is a native of Pennsylvania. We learn that from Samuel French. She began research on the Amish culture in order to write a play she titled The Amish Project, which was praised by audiences and critics alike during its off-Broadway run at the prestigious Rattlestick Playwrights Theater in New York City. The Amish Project is a fictional exploration of the tragic events of the Nickel Mines shooting, when the local milkman walked into an Amish schoolhouse and shot the girls and then himself. The Amish responded to this crime by forgiving the gunman and embracing his family as fellow victims. Honoring the redemptive aspects of this incredible story, The Amish Project is published as a play by Samuel French and continues to be produced all over America and the world, and was listed by NewYorkTheatre.com as a play that should have been nominated for the Pulitzer. The Amish Project won the Cappy Award for Best Play that year. Brian Long produced the critically acclaimed run of The Amish Project at Rattlestick Playwrights Theatre in New York, and he is presenting the play again in our region as founding director of the Pocono Mountains Theatre Company. PMTC just presented a reading of Perp by the highly respected playwright Lyle Kessler at Moravian College on April 21st, and the first presentation of The Amish Project will be this Wednesday, May 2nd, at Shimsa in Stroudsburg. We had a chance to talk by phone with Brian Long about the play and his vision for the theater company.
We're now entering year three as Pocono Mountain Theater Company. The first 2 years, in terms of programming, we've spent a lot of time doing public readings of New York writers and bringing New York actors and directors into the Pocono area, and predominantly doing these public readings at East Stroudsburg University, but we also did some throughout Barrett Township. And then in the middle of our second year, we did do our first production. We did a world premiere play by a New York comedian actress named Laura Spaeth, and we produced four performances of her play Barely Standing last summer, and we did that also at East Stroudsburg University. So now going into year three, we want to continue the reading series because it allows, you know, the writers that we know to get a chance to work on new plays and help develop them. The public reading process is an important part of the development for any playwright. But we wanted to expand much more now into actual productions. So for this year, we've slated two productions. We're going to do one in May, and we're going to do one in October. This will be our first go-around using local actors in our productions. That's basically what we've done and where we're headed this year.
Now, what about all these place names that I see? Stroudsburg, Bethlehem, Allentown, Scranton, Honesdale?
Well, you know, this is probably my single biggest goal of this year and the next several years, and that is to develop audiences. And it's easier to do that if I actually am going out into as many communities as I can to put on a show. You know, it's easier if you just have one space, one venue that you're doing a show and you're asking people to come from all over to that one space. That's easier as a producer. But that's probably not as effective early on here to introduce people to the work. So for our first production this year, we're doing a play called The Amish Project. And we're performing it at site-specific venues throughout the Northeast. We're going as far south as Allentown, Bethlehem, and Easton, and as far north as Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, Milford, Honesdale, and then everywhere in between. Right now we have 8 different venues that we're producing the show at. We're expected to add another 4 or 5, and we'll be able to take the play out. It's a one-person show. It does not have a set. All we need is a chair and a space to perform it in. And again, we're going to be using local actors for this show. We have 2 actors who are going to alternate depending on the location and the date of the performance, but we have local actor Sid Stauffer from Bethlehem and Gillian Turner, who is from Stroudsburg. Actually, I think Sid's from Allentown. But they're going to be performing the show, and we are booked at Shimsa in Stroudsburg. We're booked at the Brew Works in Allentown for a couple shows. We're at the Red Stag in Bethlehem for a couple shows. At the Cooperage up in Honesdale, doing a show at the Water Wheel in Milford, and a number of other places. And as I said, we've got 14 dates officially booked and we're hoping to add at least another 8 to 10 in the month of May and early June. So we're excited to take this show out. It's a show I'd produced at Rattlestick in New York when I was there back in 2009. It has a very interesting premise. It's a play about the Nickel Mines schoolhouse shooting in the Amish community back in 2006. And as dark as that is, as awful an event as that is, there was also some really interesting elements that came out of the community in the face of this event that were about forgiveness and compassion. And I thought that response to such a tragic event is an interesting dynamic in our world today. So it's a play with a lot of darkness, but has also a lot of beauty and light in it.
And Jessica Dickey?
Yes, Jessica Dickey, one of my favorite playwrights and actors. She wrote this play probably in around 2008, and we produced it at Rattlestick. And she used this production to not only get the play up, but she also had the chance to act in it. So we were fortunate to have her do the entire run. I think we did it about 40 shows. It was one of our most successful plays that we did in the 50 that I did there. And she's a fantastic writer, fantastic actor. I reached out to her not too long ago to let her know that this was the play that I wanted to do to open the season. She was thrilled. We got to talk about some old times and look forward to this production, and I'm hoping she'll get to stop by and see one of the shows when we're doing it in May.
This is a wonderful report, Ryan, on year three and this portion of your vision. Once it's realized, where does that lead next?
Well, I think it's going to take us a number of years doing productions in these site-specific places. I guess I see some important things for this year and next year is to start to team up with some of the producers in the region. There's a number of theater producers in Allentown and Bethlehem and up in Scranton and Wilkes-Barre, and even throughout like the Stroudsburg area. There's a number of companies, and I think it would be a lovely idea to start to actually team up with some of these companies and maybe co-produce some of these pieces. So I think that is going to be an important part of what I do. Certainly continuing the site-specific productions, so I have an opportunity to go out into each of the communities and continue to present plays. I'd like to be able to do maybe three of them next year. This is my first go around in using local actors, which has been great. I wouldn't say I'm surprised at how good the actors are and the acting in the area is, because I did expect there to be some good talent here. But I'm very, very happy with a number of the people that I've met through the audition process for the different events that we've had. So I'm excited to use a lot of the local artists. I'm sure there will be a time where I'll also be able to do a production where I can bring in some New York actors. But again, I think that will have to wait until we've developed enough of a reputation and audience base in the community to be able to do some of those bigger things.
Where do people find more information?
The website is by far the easiest place to get all the information. It's Pocono Mountains, with an S, theater, and theater spelled E-R, company.org. So that's Pocono Mountains Theater Company.org. You can get information about the Amish Project, the show we're doing in May, and all the various locations and dates.
Ryan Long, founding director of the Pocono Mountains Theater Company, speaking with us about his vision for the company and the upcoming production of The Amish Project by Jessica Dickey. Now I'm going to give you an overview of May. The performances begin on Wednesday, the 2nd of May, this coming Wednesday, at Shimsa on Main Street in Stroudsburg. And you can see them every Wednesday through the 23rd at Shimsa, 636 Main Street in Stroudsburg. So that's the 2nd, 9th, 16th, and 23rd. The next performance is in Allentown at Brew Works, and you can see them at Brew Works on Hamilton Street on the 4th of May and the 18th. Then the week of the 7th of May is a big one. The Water Wheel on Water Street in Milford, the Red Stag on Main Street in Bethlehem the next night, Shimsa, as we mentioned, on Wednesday, Buck Hill Falls at the Tennis Tea Building on Golf Drive on Friday, the 11th of May, and then in Scranton at the Artists for Art Gallery at 8 p.m., Lackawanna Avenue, 514 in Scranton. Most of these performances are at 7, but that AFA Gallery performance is at 8. The next week, it's the Red Stag Shimsa and Brew Works. Then the next week, Red Stag Shimsa Posh on the 24th, North Washington Avenue in Scranton. And then the 25th, it's the Cooperage in Honesdale on Main Street. So most of those performances are at 7, but the Artists for Art on the 12th and the Cooperage in Honesdale on the 25th are at 8. Again, you can go to the website to see it all laid out. PoconoMountainsTheater.org. Pocono Mountains, plural, theater.org.